This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We got C Block in just one second, but a couple of updates for you. Corey from the 229, hockey professor here, giving an exam right now, and I'm giving my students the extra credit you two suggested. They're going to flood you with thank yous and listen to the show. And I told him that they had already flooded us with some messages to lead up to this. I think that's super cool. And think about it. Tomorrow, we are going to be at Taco Bueno in Bedford. And that's where this all started. It was at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie last week. We met the professor, talked about it, encouraged the extra credit. And then all throughout the week, that's been an ongoing thing. So I love it. We'll be doing that tomorrow, Taco Bueno in Bedford, 1528 Brown Trail. And then I know for you, Sean and RJ, Firehouse Tour in Plano,
yeah.
5115, there we go. West Park Boulevard, got it.
I can tell you this, it's right around the corner from Whole Foods. Actually, cool. As okay. A matter of fact, you know what? This is insane, because I'm going there tonight. It's right next to where Lucy does her therapy.
Oh, nice.
And right next to where Lucy does her therapy is Wild Fork. Tonight, ooh. I am going to go in, dip in there, get it. I made the brisket last week, and it was awesome. Nice. I still haven't made the A5. People are asking if I'm scared. Maybe. I don't want to mess up a steak like that, all right? I'm just saying. It's a very
That's
nice
fair.
One. But it is right, like, seriously, right around. It's on the same road as Wild Fork. So tomorrow, here's what you do. You go over there. You say hi to everybody, and then you dip and go to Wild Fork and get yourself some stuff for the weekend. This brisket turned out amazing. My family, like, usually they're just like, hey, it's good. You know, like, I cook good food, but they're not huge into barbecue like I am.
Okay.
They loved this stuff from Wild Fork. So get ready, man. I'm telling you. And that chimichurri steak, that chimichurri skirt steak that he was talking about, he wasn't lying. So tender. So flavorful. So I think it's a full day tomorrow.
Okay.
Go to Plano. I'll see you. You dip over to Wild Fork, and then on your way home, you head out to Bedford and go to Taco Bueno with me.
See? I love it.
You're love it.
Yeah, I do. I love it, except I guess I do need to make one.
No.
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, what's going on?
All right,
on?
Go ahead. C-block me.
Okay. All right, Kevin. It's time to C-block you. Would you like the first sports question? Or would you also like, I'm going to go ahead and go with this then. Because I do have concerns about the class getting the double extra credit. Here's why, Alec. If they're getting the double extra credit, should we then work with this teacher for the future and say, hey man, let's make sure these kids are always listening?
I mean, sure.
They can get extra credit with certain things throughout the year. You just let us know when. We'll throw it down for them. We'll throw the gauntlet down. And we'll see how this thing rolls. I think that that's a possibility, Alec.
I've always wanted to feel like an educator.
Okay.
But I know I don't have the mental capacity to actually be one.
Is that why you got those glasses?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I like feeling smart, and sometimes perception is reality. So if I look smart, people think I'm smart.
I like that idea right there. Guys, I can't remember exactly what it was yesterday that brought me to this question, but Jerry and Steven have used the term hang around the rim frequently. And one of the biggest complaints from Cowboys fans is that they believe, which you could be right about this, that the Cowboys care about money. And by
yes, I do believe that.
And by being a team that hangs around the rim, it means you constantly have the injection in your vein, and you never know exactly when to take it out. Because if they say, guys, we're three games into the season, it's done, we're going to start trading pieces away, you can quit listening and watching and doing all the things with this team this year. Jerry, they understand that. So it does seem a lot of times that they're like, when they say out loud, we just want to hang around the rim. Now, that doesn't mean hang around the rim and let's maybe be good. They want to be good and give themselves a chance to be in the playoffs to hang around the rim. But unfortunately, as a fan base, we feel like that's good enough to get you in the playoffs, but no further. And the Cowboys are like, but
that's good enough.
Bill Parcells said, just get in the tournament.
Yeah.
And that's what they put everything on is once you get – and I agree. Once you get in the tournament, if you're good enough, you can go further.
And, that part doesn't bother me.
You can get lucky in one game.
And that's the
I don't
way
think you can get luck your way into a Super
they
Bowl.
They use luck
yeah.
as saying, it's luck if you win in the playoffs. That's the part that I can't stand.
So that's the part that that kind of – okay – are there other GMs and owners that you believe are okay with just hanging around the rim? And I think with, the way Broaddus puts this a lot is as GMs that aren't Jerry Jones, you can't be okay with hanging around the rim because you don't have the job security.
Right.
You are most people in the NFL are nomads. Like they're just going from job to job, hoping that they can last a little bit longer. Some of them are really good. Some of them are very good GMs, coaches, whatever. Some of them are bad. Not all, but you can be good and bad and still lose your job in the NFL. That's a fact. We've seen it. But I was kind of curious. Like the Jets, I don't think that they would love to be around the rim. They
agreed.
Just aren't.
I see, and that's the thing. I think the Jets are trying their best. They're just bad at it.
I'm looking at teams in the AFC right now. And I wanted to figure out, I think the Patriots are a team that's like, we demand more. And the reason being is they went and got Mike Vrabel, and right now they are looking like they demanded more. They have a standard that they used to have,
yeah,
and it is no longer there.
Do you kind of hate how quickly it looks like they're
yes.
good again? Because
yes.
you're like, I have nothing against the Patriots particularly, but you already got to be really, really good for a really long time. You should have had to suffer
for
longer.
They have a GM with a purpose.
Yeah.
They have a coach with a purpose as well.
Yeah.
And a coach that takes pride in being where he is because he once played there when the standard was very high. That's why I believe that they're back in that conversation. They are not just willing to – I don't think the Bills are either. I also don't know if the Bills are smart enough to get past that next hump.
Is there any tiny part of you that wonders if a little bit of bad luck was on their side with that 13-second or 12-second
yeah.
game, whatever it was?
Yeah, they've had chances since
then.
No,
you're right. And I always wonder if that one thing changes your trajectory. For example, going back to the Bills again, if Scott Norwood would have made his field goal and they would have won, would they have gone on a big run? I'm sure that's something that Bills fans debate.
Yeah.
But irrelevant to right now.
Probably
and you,
so.
And you might be right. You can't argue they can get over the hump because guess what? They haven't gotten over the hump.
Yeah. The Steelers, I honestly think at the moment are just okay with it. I think that they believe if we can just get into the playoffs, we'll have a shot.
Okay.
And Mike Tomlin is a really good coach, and we don't do certain things to – we don't put ourselves in bad positions. I don't think that they kind of – it almost seems sometimes that the Cowboys go out of their way to say we're going to sabotage it a little bit so that we have to go back down to earth. But it just seems like the Steelers are like, we're not going to really get a good quarterback.
And that's – okay. So to kind of go back,
it's a little self-sabotage.
This kind of goes back to the Jets example. So do the Steelers care a lot? Just everybody involved is terrible at scouting quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Or
maybe.
Because like, and that's
kind of like Alec was saying about everybody up in Cleveland. They're bad at scouting quarterbacks.
Yeah. And like, okay, so what's worse then to you? And maybe this is a question for another day. Is it you're just bad at it? Or it's that you're disingenuous about the amount of effort that you're giving. Because I've made it very clear. There are multiple times I think the Cowboys have been disingenuous about the amount of effort that they've put in.
Hey, look, you went and got George Pickens.
Yeah.
And then you went and added Javonte Williams. You made some adjustments on your offensive line. You look like your offense is good. You neglected your defense.
Yes.
You added people to the defense.
Yeah.
Because you needed people to play on the defense. So that's my example right there is, yes, sometimes they're like, look, we did our job. We did half the job. Somebody from the 405, so you mean the Chiefs and Eagles aren't just lucky?
No.
Good point.
The Chargers.
You think they're okay with it? Because they're like, we don't have many fans.
So
we have that one that texts in a lot.
And I know we just had Merriman on there, and he's right. The losses on the offensive line are crushing. Sometimes, though, I feel like they're like, no, we got Justin Herbert. And then, oh, yeah, I remember when we have Harbaugh. Like, we fixed it. And you're like, oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, did you?
There's still some things that you need to accomplish here. They're like, we're good.
And I don't know for a fact, like, I get it. Slater and Ault, those are humongous,
significant.
Humongous losses. But there have been other times where I feel like you go back to the LT era where I was like, I don't know if you made the proper adjustments to like really, really get to the promise.
Yeah.
Line.
No, I see what you're saying there.
They get really close a lot. They're way closer to the rim than the Cowboys.
I do think the Broncos and Chiefs, I think the Broncos consistently try. And, I mean, they've gone out and gotten Peyton Manning. Like, they've done things over their time that prove that they do. In the NFC, it's the Eagles. They prove that they're going to go after it every year.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman, he's like, I cannot settle. This fan base will kick me out as soon as they get a chance. Detroit has made a statement. I think the Bears are changing their approach, but it's going to take time for them.
Can I ask you about Washington, then?
I think here's the thing that I fear the most, Kevin. That other owners in the league follow Jerry's model and go, guys, it doesn't matter what product we put out there.
Yeah.
They're going to show up. They need the product.
And so that's one of the
reasons. That's my biggest fear.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to nominate Washington, because I think they were, I mean, clearly.
Felt like Josh Harris got them rolling.
And, but then they were like, well, this isn't okay anymore. And they like essentially forced a sale. I realize there were other non-football related things that led to that, but I appreciate the level of Washington being like, this is unacceptable. You're out. See ya.
So I'm done with that for right now, Kevin, because I did get this morning. This is from Dawn newspaper in Pakistan. All right. It's a story about auto sales revving up in October. And I'm going to read the lead real quick.
I'm assuming you skipped the exact pronunciation for.
Maybe. Is it Dawn?
Oh, I thought you were saying it was Dom something.
Dawn. No,
oh, Dawn.
Dawn,
okay.
The trusted news source in Pakistan.
Oh, neat.
In Karachi, Pakistan's automotive market showed strong growth in October, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now let's skip to the very end, Kevin.
Okay.
If you want, I can also create an even snappier front page style version with punchy one-line stats and a bold infographic ready layout. Perfect for maximum reader impact. Do you want me to do that next? That is ChatGPT that they did not edit out. Now, Kevin.
It's in the paper?
I know one time I left a headline in that said outdoor column about outdoor things.
This is worse.
This is
much worse.
Letting something else write the story for you and then not even editing out the last part of its conversation with you. And this is a tragedy in my mind.
Oh, dear.
Because I am afraid, like, we are former newspapermen, right?
True.
I am afraid for the newspaper world because I can see the minds of the executives going, we can save so much money by letting ChatGPT write these stories for us.
Yeah.
And it just breaks my heart to know that like good journalism might go by the wayside completely for that. And good journalism is only going to be able to be found in smaller areas of the world where they don't even have the funds to get the good stories.
Okay, so I hope.
And maybe it's good journalist's fault too at the same time, but we're in a really bad place with it.
So like if we're really being honest, how much of a disaster has The Athletic been?
Because like, it tried to do too broad of a stroke.
Well, I see, and I think that is a worthy discussion to have. We might have that discussion another day. But The Athletic's focus was going to be good quality, in-depth journalism.
Which takes good editors. It takes good journalists. It doesn't take just, hey, we found somebody, right? Editors are so important to the news industry.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people just were like, ah, we don't need an editor to make that much money. Yeah, you have a bad editor, you're going to have a bad managing editor, a bad editor-in-chief, you're going to have a bad product.
And everybody loved that until they saw the price tag.
That is true.
And then they were like, yeah, I'll try to read this other article.
Because somehow they can't monetize it based just on ads anymore.
Well, and that's true. But one
and
of
the quarter for the newspaper.
One of the other man, that newspaper's $5 now.
No.
One of the other issues is there's so many like accumulators of stuff that essentially take your article and they're like, hey, if you read The Athletic, and then here's the entire article.
Yeah, that's true.
So they like technically kind of gave credit to The Athletic, but used their own payment subscription to work around the paywall for everybody else.
Yeah. No, it's a weird place, man. And it's sad.
I can't believe that was ever on in the
it's,
that was
hey,
actually
it's not
going to
be the last. I can guarantee you it's not going to be the last time.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, thus far, which Cowboys player has been better than you anticipated? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
High left formation. Span Ford, the fullback, handoff Williams right up the middle, walking in behind Tyler Smith and Schoonmaker. Touchdown, Cowboys. And it is the sixth touchdown rushing for Javonte Williams.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, the Cowboys are getting ready to start essentially what we'll just say is the second half of their season. So thus far, which Cowboys player has been better than you anticipated? 877-881-1053 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Corey, Is there a singular player that has been better than you anticipated? That highlight might kind of tip my hand.
I expected good from Javonte Williams. I did not expect this version of Javonte Williams.
Right.
I expected George Pickens to be extremely talented. Like, I think there was never a question of that, right? Whether or not he's
for sure
a skilled wide receiver.
Agreed.
He has all of these things. It was just whether or not he could keep his head on straight.
Yep.
And that was the only thing. I'll probably go with Solomon Thomas.
Really?
I didn't expect anything out of him. I knew that you had done a segment with him?
Yeah, no, we did a whole national hour, him and Dak Prescott talking about mental health.
And
several years ago.
I knew that was cool and all, but he did not live up to his draft status.
For sure.
And so I was like, all right, so we signed a guy that just has never quite lived up.
And you signed him for very little.
Right. And from everything I hear in that locker room, he's made a big impact on them.
Yeah.
And in more ways than just one. And I've seen plays where I've been like, man, that was pretty good. There's still been plenty of plays where that thing's getting blown up. But I've been pretty impressed with, he's been better than I didn't expect anything.
Ooh, I like that vote.
I expected something out of Javonte. I expected something out of Pickens. They are playing better than I expected, but it's the distance between what I expected and where they are with Solomon Thomas.
For me, it is Javonte Williams. I don't think people appreciate, well, maybe they do, but they might not totally understand what a staggering season he is having thus far. He is on pace for 1,352 yards and 15 rushing touchdowns. And it's not a volume thing because he's averaging 5.2 yards per carry. There is no way I would have thought that you would have got this, which I think is reasonable for somebody who, you know, they had like 900 yards their rookie year and never got back to that point. I didn't think it was very likely that he would hit 1,000 yards. Now we're at the point. For Javonte Williams, I think if he finishes with 1,000 yards, I'm going to be really disappointed in what he does.
Hold on. What you're saying is, now that he has shown he's good, your expectations have changed because you believe that when presented with new information, you can change your mind.
People that refuse to change their mind when new information and new facts are presented are, they're dope.
So if you had let's say you had a stance on something before, and then I handed you a whole new stack of files.
Yes.
You can call them whatever you want with these files. You could call them the Williams files or the Pickens files. Whatever name you want to call them, Kevin.
Right.
Now that you've seen these files, you can change your mind about what you thought before.
Yes, because you're presented with new information. That goes for sports and everything else in
movies.
Life. Yeah. Oh, movies is interesting because that feels a bit more subjective. You know, like sometimes there's a movie that is very popular on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. The first 30 minutes are awesome. And then it just really falls apart and is repetitive. And then the ending is idiotic. And then I was reading, people giving a bad review, they don't get it. And I'm like, no, I got it. I just didn't like it.
Hey, Kevin, for the person from the 682 that says y'all were laughing at this running back room before the season started, so for y'all to say you expected something from Javonte is kind of funny. Can you please tell them what I said all season before this?
That he did expect Javonte Williams to do something, because he's like, if you've watched where he cut before injuries and everything like that, that's why I'm speaking for me.
Yeah, no, for me, I expected a lot.
I did not.
And I remember having the discussion, and every time I said it, I would get, not mad, but I was like, Kevin, what do I have to do to prove it to you? And I was like, I guess I just have to wait for him to prove it.
Yes.
And that was the only way, and it sounds like it has.
And what a tremendous job he has done at proving that.
Now, the one thing I will say, because I watched a lot of him at Denver, and now I will also say I laughed at Miles Sanders.
Right.
I did laugh about that, and I didn't have any thoughts on Jaden Blue because I didn't know anything. But with Javonte, I watched a lot because I had him in fantasy, and I watched a lot of Denver. And so I was thinking, okay, the one thing I kept saying over and over is, if he can make a cut, well, guess what? He decided, screw cutting, I'm going to run over people. And that's been the difference. That's the thing I was wrong about. I didn't know he was just going to say, I'm just going to show people that I got power. And no, he does not have a fumble issue. He didn't have a fumble issue in his past. I don't think he has a fumble issue now. I do have concerns, but I think, like, you go look, and I think his max was like 4 in a season. So I do have, but I'm not that concerned about it. But I definitely said before the season, I think he's going to give you something.
Alec, before
I didn't know if we could block it, though, and we are.
Yes.
We are definitely doing that.
Alec, before we get into some of the feedback, because there's a few different names on there, but one name hasn't been brought up yet, is coming up a lot. Who is your Cowboys player that has been better than you anticipated? And I know there's probably multiple, but we'll focus in on one for you.
Yeah, I kind of like Corey's pick of Solomon Thomas, but one that I think, especially after talking with Corey Proctor yesterday and just learning more about the person, Tyler Booker. I think he's been fantastic. You've seen some things fall apart across the offensive line at times in games this year, but you never catch yourself calling his name. I know that he got injured earlier on in the season, but I do think that as a rookie, especially a first-round pick here in Dallas, the expectations are always way overblown. So I told myself after the Guyton experiment and after Jerry told me around this time last year that he was out in front of his skis on Guyton and the expectations there, I said, I'm going to have none for Booker. I'm going to have the expectation that this is a learning curve, that he is playing his first pro season, and that it's not going to be perfect. But I think he has been steady. He's improved week by week. I think he's been really good in the run game specifically. I think he's been fantastic this year, and he's been better than I would have expected.
Now, somebody just texted in, the correct answer is Ezeraku. And again, that goes back to what your expectations are. Corey's answer wasn't Javonte Williams because he did expect something. My answer is not Donovan Ezeraku because I expected Donovan Ezeraku to be awesome and was actually a little disappointed that it took longer than I anticipated just because he just was all over the place in camp and my expectations for a rookie were probably too high. But I can totally understand why he's the answer for some folks.
Do you see...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Him replacing ever Micah's production?
I don't know about that, just because that felt like a franchise defensive player, you know, so I'm probably not going to say that right now. I would love for that to be the case, but I probably won't say that right now. Now, the answer that has come up the most that we haven't mentioned yet is George Pickens. And I was looking at an article, I believe it was on ESPN. Their non-quarterback MVP from the Cowboys was George Pickens. And they said, look, it's either Pickens or Javonte Williams. And they gave Pickens the nod because of what he did in the three games that CeeDee Lamb was out.
He produced.
Yes. In those three games, 19 catches for 359 yards and four touchdowns. And two of those were 100-yard games. They went 1-1-1 and averaged 34 points despite missing CeeDee Lamb. So if George Pickens is your answer, I think that is a very good answer as well.
I want to throw this answer in there from the 817. Shoddy's play calling. I think there have been more than zero times, and actually probably more than two times, where we've walked in here and gone, dang, like, he was really in his bag last night.
Right.
The Green Bay game, I'll say, is one of them for sure. And he knows, too, when he's feeling it. He even said there was one day where he told the guys in their ears, I'm crap right now. And then he made a play, and he was like, I'm back, baby! And he told them, you know, it was a touchdown. And so, like, he's had those moments. But he's also told us, very honestly, I was bad last night. And he knows that he has to be better. I'm hoping that if this defense gets fixed, he can focus on his offensive game plan a little bit more and get back into that groove that they were in. That's something that they definitely need.
This one's interesting from the 6A2 Schoonmaker. I guess I don't see that at all. Like,
he's been worse than I expected.
Yeah, at all.
Ferguson definitely has been better than I expected.
From the 6A2, they mentioned Ferguson. From the 817, Flannoy. The issue with Flannoy for me is...
not enough?
Yeah, because he had the one game that I was like, holy crap. And I'm not saying I thought they were all going to be like that. But then it just feels like he disappeared off the team for a minute. And so I'm not going to say that, but...
I wish everybody had a consistent way to say his name. Because doesn't it seem like the Cowboys people will say Flournoy or Flournoy sometimes? And you're like,
yes.
Right? And then on TV, they're like, Flournoy. And you're like,
I thought we'd agreed
we
agreed on Flournoy, but, you
other
know.
Than that, I like him.
From the 972, from the 817, and then from another 817, it's got to be Dak. Now, up until 2 weeks ago, I think I really, really would have championed that opinion. I just don't see it anymore.
I don't think when it comes to Dak, I've always had this, I don't think he's that dude.
Right.
I told you I saw a different dude in that Philly game to open the season.
Absolutely.
And you're right. For about three games, that dude existed.
And he was awesome.
And then there, it does look, felt, it has felt to me like a little bit of that confidence and swagger left. I'd love for him to find that back because this team desperately needs him to be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope we do this exercise all over at the end of the year. And the answer is Dak, because that means the season probably ended really well.
Two things there. One, when it comes to Dak, like, I think that the Cowboys have gotten in his way plenty of times, that he is better than people give him credit for. I've said that. I don't think he's that top five guy, but I think he's right in there in that other area. And then somebody said from the 682 sarcasm on Schoonmaker.
Okay, good.
They sports hate the Cowboys. So that was what they were just being. They were just taking part in the show, Kevin.
I understand. So. I really do. Now, Leafau has come up a couple of different times. That's another person that I was really like had high hopes for. But then somebody said Reddy Stewart, and I feel like that's we've fun. Referenced that a couple of times. And if we're going to do that, then wouldn't you throw out as well Shamar James?
And Siobhan Revelle.
He is not.
Overshown.
Thank you.
They have not played yet this season.
Still better than I expected.
And at this point, it feels like they can only be worse than expected. Because if they don't come in like Derek Thomas and Deion Sanders, I feel like you're going to be like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do we do? But I think Shamar James should probably be up in the mix. For a fifth-round pick, the flash plays that he's made. Now, there have been other plays. I get it. But the flash plays he's made some impactful plays already this
Dude,
year.
Dude, if Dak finishes second in MVP voting again this year, nobody would have expected that.
If that happens, you're in the playoffs. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Something good could happen, but not when you turn it over like that. Christie's pass is smothered by Mark Williams and Royce O'Neal up for the transition three. And it is good.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. What kind of reaction, I got to know before we talk about Mavs or anything else, Mr. Chiafalo, did you get for the way the show started yesterday?
Yeah, it was, I would say generally well-received. It was easy, you know, when you go ahead and hit the pinata, that is Nico Harris.
Right.
You get some cheers. So, for the most part, I think it went well. You have some people that are just like, hey, quit crying about it. I don't know who those people are, really. Like, are you just not a Mavs fan and it just doesn't resonate with you, this entire disaster over the last 10 months or whatever? Or are you a family member of Nico? What's the deal here? There was a small percentage of those, but for the most part, I think it was well-received.
Well, we did get our first text here. Is Eric going to have another epic speech? That was awesome yesterday. Is that a new character that can be added to the show? You know how you had Coach Ballsack for so long, and he could do the speeches at the right time, but you didn't want to overuse it. But it is a character that can go find, you know, how to spell something. And then, you know, for each letter, come up with something. I think it's a good bit.
Absolutely. Well, I think there's a place for it. Like you said, like, you got to strike while the iron's hot. And so in those moments when breaking down a name and spelling, it feels like a huge opportunity, we're going to have to take advantage of it.
And it teaches the kids how to spell. And that's important, Kevin.
Man, that is important.
I loved rehearsing it with my 5-year-old yesterday.
There you go.
He was like, yeah, intermittent fasting. Absolutely.
You know, I never realized until now that we're going back through, like, learning the letters and how to read, how tough the little D and the little B is. Like, I could see how kids get confused.
Yeah, P and Q also.
Yeah. We're not really helping them out, are we?
Mm-mm.
If we ever had an opportunity to get an exclusive DeGrom clubhouse interview, we were going to ask him about the challenges of spelling his name as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in elementary.
The teachers are like, you got to capitalize the first letter. And he's like, what?
It's a little D. It's not a big D at the start. Like, just trust me here.
Yeah.
Talk to my mom and dad about this, teacher.
Yeah.
But then we are going to get a capital letter in there somewhere where you don't think it belongs. We are going to go big here. But we're going to have to slow play it for a second, right? Like, how much did that throw him off?
Can I give you just a thought? Based on his reaction to y'all's interviews this year, might not go in that direction.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Will we shoot our shot the same way Corey has for the last handful of years?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Probably not. It wouldn't work. It doesn't work.
Are you punting on even?
I've tried to be nice.
Yeah.
I've tried to be aggressive. I've tried to notice what he's doing and talk about that.
Find common ground.
Yeah, there's no place for me. So,
you know what I respected about this last time? He didn't even give me a fake excuse. He's just like, no, I can't. And then he went right back to playing his game.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he was playing Call of Duty one time, and I walked up and I was like, hey, man, you think we can chat with you in a minute? And he goes, I'm playing Call of Duty right now. And I was like, all right.
Clearly, I'm tied up.
Yeah, I get it. And then what was really funny, though, was a teammate then came in and was like, I was watching you on your stream. And I was like, well, that's kind of funny, I guess.
That's legit. I wish he was sitting in his locker with like a headset on. And we can hear him just like lambasting kids.
Yes, yes. You just got roasted.
And then your interview would start as like, what do you think about that dip ass 12-year-old? And he's like, screw that kid.
That kid was dog water.
That's how we can find common ground with this guy.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of like that. Now, the Mavericks lose last night. Bigger picture, though, Corey brought it up, is that Chris Mannix said that Mark Cuban is back at the table, at least perhaps having some say in some of the decisions. How do we feel about that?
I think it's a great way to transition out. You know, I don't think you can ever really go back to what it was with Mark Cuban being in charge, and I don't know if we'd want that, although it wouldn't be the worst as long as he had the Adelson's checkbook. But, you know, I think things need to be run through filters with Patrick Dumont until we're satisfied that he has figured out, you know, what it is to be governor of the Dallas Mavericks, and that might still be years away. So I'm comforted by the idea of Mark Cuban being in the mix in some way. You know, run ideas through him and Jason Kidd as basically your a basketball operations department.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about y'all?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Because I think you need somebody who has some level of experience, right?
Like, if they weren't very good at it?
Even if they weren't very good at it, I still would trust him over Dumont just taking this thing by the shirt collar and saying, no, I got this, right? So, yeah, I'm fine with it, and it seems like he has a pretty good understanding of how tearing something down to build it back up can benefit you. And hopefully that's the direction they go. And it sounds like he's a guy who's really in favor of bringing in Dennis Lindsay.
Yes, who was here before.
Yes.
And some people, it's interesting what's happened now that Nico's gone. Some people have retroactively changed the credit for the good trades. I'm like, no, those were Dennis Lindsay trades. It was the bad ones that were all Nico. And I'm like, oh, well, okay.
Kind of like Chris Young got all the credit for the World Series, even though John Daniels did play some things.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was interesting is Nico was pretending that people really were dogging him for like the Kyrie Irving trade or the P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford trade.
We love that trade.
Yeah, where are you coming up with this? Yeah. I think that was just the distorted reality he lived in.
Broadus?
Yeah, I'm always worried about the guy who, you know, what's his motive? You know, I mean, do you want a different approach? And even though that Mark knows what's going on within the organization, knows all the ins and outs, maybe you need a different voice.
Agreed.
Maybe you need a different idea. And listen, Patrick Dumont, I mean, listen, if he's worth himself as a businessman, he should have the ability to, like, reach out, find the best candidates, talk to the best people. You know, it's a job that, you know, we were talking yesterday with our guy from ESPN, the front office guy.
Bobby Marks?
Yeah,
Bobby Marks.
Yeah.
And Bobby Marks is like, yeah, this is a good job. You know, so you would get to get people that would be interested in this job. And people that are really good at it could take this job. I just, like I say, for all the things that Mark has done, I think it's time for a new era. Move on. Try and go a little bit different direction. I guess you have with the ownership, but as far as getting the front office guys together, let's see if this guy could actually do it.
Yeah.
Let's see if this ownership can actually pull together a search that brings the absolute best candidate here.
Do you think Judge or Cal Raleigh gets AL MVP tonight?
I think it's going to be Judge again.
I think I do too.
I'm going to go with Cal Raleigh for the difference factor.
I hope that's who wins, for sure.
Yeah, you know, so they like a novelty in there. I don't think Raleigh's going to probably do what he did last year again.
Yeah.
And I know his metrics weren't as good as they were in 2024, but he was also one of the best defensive players in the game for a lot of his career. So, career achievement, Cal Raleigh.
I like it. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. I was just informed Jake Ferguson's going to take the afternoon and evening off, so we'll catch back up with Jake later on in the week. You know, we have the very latest on the Mavs' plans to start trading guys right out of the gates here in about 5 minutes, Haggy.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Come and see us tomorrow, Taco Bueno, in Bedford, or you can still listen right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Spell the letter S, Kevin.
It's ESS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.